Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
On today's Saturday News, Jack Perry disputes the claim that he asked for forgiveness.
A top star finally picks a WWE brand.
A big old backstage update on WWE talent's frustrations with The Rock.
And a huge update on some legends at WrestleMania. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news, guys? My name is Phil James. I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But what have we got up first?
We've got Jack Perry up first. And there's been a little bit of stuff, wasn't there, over the last few days, talking about how Tony Khan apparently wasn't very happy with Jack Perry. And I don't know if Tony Khan came out and was just a bit like, it's all fine. And then we had another update, I believe, yesterday in The Observer, which was saying that Jack Perry had texted Tony, being like, I'm sorry, like, for everything that happened at All In. And they'd been working on plans and all these things for a return. But now, another big old update, because Jack Perry has, well, it seems like he's been speaking to Brian Alvarez, because Brian Alvarez has dropped all this information. He put it on, like, Wrestling Observer, it's been on the website and everything else. And according to Perry, he did not text Tony Khan apologizing repeatedly or anything like that. And he said there aren't actually any current plans in place for an AEW return. There's a lot here, so I'm just going to make sure I'm getting all my facts right. But he didn't hear from Khan for 2 months after the incident at All In, obviously where he got into that backstage altercation with CM Punk in the wake of that it's real glass, Crimea River line thing that he said within Wembley. We were there, we didn't know what was happening until afterwards, but oh my goodness, it was a fun old crazy time. Perry also said that, well, I think he also informed Tony's lawyers that he would not be the person making first contact. And Khan then finally set up a meeting with him, like a little further down the line. And that was just before last year's Full Gear. And the plan was, well, they were discussing at least plans to bring him back in December. So that all does pretty much line up. But then, those plans were apparently dropped when a certain Punker arrived in WWE at Survivor Series. So it seems like that was a bit of a spanner in the works there. Perry also apparently wanted to appear in the Wrestle Kingdom event that's just gone now, the one at the start of the year for New Japan, but he wasn't able to due to logistical reasons. And then after that, he started working with Rocky Romero and Khan to bring his, like, current New Japan run into being, if you will. So yeah, he is also, and this is a big part of it, he is still currently under AEW contract, despite the fact he did that, like, symbolic tearing up of the contract thing for New Japan. And he asked for his release at some point. That's a big old little bombshell there. He asked for his release at some point, but he wasn't given it. And there are no current plans right now to use him in AEW. No plans for his return. They've not talked in months, him and Khan. And Perry hasn't actually cleared anything that he's been doing, according to this particular report, with AEW. He's not cleared it with AEW, anything that he's doing in New Japan. So all this scapegoat stuff, the turn of the contract, none of that's been cleared by AEW. He's seemingly just doing what he wants, because it's messy, this. If obviously it seems like there are two sides to this story, but ooh, not a great look right now.
Yeah, definitely feels like a messy breakup kind of situation. It's really ridiculous. It's not often you get to report on a news of someone saying, oh, actually, no, I didn't say I'm sorry. And that being the main part of the news, it's quite funny. It's obviously Tony Khan's annoyed that he cost him CM Punk, and Jack Perry's annoyed that it's cost him his AEW career, and it doesn't seem like it's gonna reach a conclusion at any point soon, especially with the way that sort of reports are that both of them are kind of handling this, I guess. So yeah, it kind of is what it is, and as long as Jack Perry's sort of not willing to apologize and Tony's not willing to accept the fact that like he's kind of served his punishment and it's been like 7 months or whatever it is since it happened, I don't see these two coming together anytime soon. So it'll be interesting to see whether Tony ever actually releases him from his contract, because it seems a bit pointless if a guy's asking for the release and you're not going to be using him for 7 months anyway. Like, you kind of may as well surely just let him go. It is what it is. It's messy, it's kind of stupid, but we'll have to see where it goes, I guess.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the
seemingly not
the fact that like Punk showing up on Survivor Series is like, actually no, you're back in the bad books. I remember what you did. Get out of here.
You literally just see Tony right in the
what? Scribble out his name. God damn you! You cost me Phil.
Yeah, just throwing dinosaurs everywhere. Jungle Boy, stupid boy. Yeah, bad times.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Let us know down in the comments below who you think is right and who you think is wrong. Go mad, why not?
Yeah.
But speaking of potentially almost ex AW people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jade Cargill. She's finally picked where she's going to be in WWE. Now, there was a video package on SmackDown last night, and it very much feels like they're angling her to be a heel when she's coming in. Because she was saying things like, I didn't come here to be the next anyone. Jade Cargill is a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. Said a bunch of other stuff. She said that they're going to build statues of me, and you don't have to like it, but you damn sure can't deny it. And then she said that she is taking her talents to SmackDown, and she has officially signed with the SmackDown brand, and she will actually be on SmackDown next week. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with Jade Cargill going forward. It kind of felt like at this point they were just going to hold off until after WrestleMania and then do a sort of start, either like I was kind of expecting her to maybe debut on the like Raw after WrestleMania, but like I guess if it was going to be SmackDown, it would have made a bit more sense to do it after WrestleMania, unless they're going to put her in a WrestleMania match and put her like a big showcase kind of deal. I don't know, we'll have to wait and see, but it'll be interesting to see what they do with Jade Cargill going forwards.
Yeah, for me it does feel like we are maybe edging towards a Mania appearance. I'm not sure if that's going to be a Mania match, maybe she's like an enforcer, whatever it is. I feel like she must have something to do with Mania if they're doing it this close. It'd be very odd
before Mania if you weren't going to do something at Mania, surely.
Yeah, she's probably going to challenge for the belt really and take it off Rhea Ripley. No, that's not. Well, whatever she does, she's a megastar, really. Jade Cargill, she's just waiting to be like the next big thing, and it already feels like a big deal. I think a lot of these signings, what they're doing here with these free agents coming in, like Bron Breakker had a cool, really cool video package thing in the show as well. They're making them feel huge, these like incoming forces, and they're going to be the injections of energy and electricity that we really do need in the wake of WrestleMania, because it is that post-WrestleMania season where you just need a bit of something, because you have all this momentum coming up to Mania, and then if what happened last year happens again, which I don't hope, I don't think it will, obviously, because of certain things that are happening, but that was, the ball is here and it's dropped. Like, that's exactly what happened. So hopefully these people can just come in and go, wow, okay, we'll carry this SmackDown forward in particular. So I'm intrigued by it. But speaking of big old heels in WWE, oh, they don't get much bigger right now than The Rock, do they? Because both on screen and behind the camera, he seems to be frustrating a lot of people, Mr. Johnson, because according to Dave Meltzer, he offered an update, really, in his Wrestling Observer newsletter, his latest one. There was all these reports, all these comments earlier this week of the fact that The Rock's antics, let's say, with a mic in hand on SmackDown, all that stuff, they've not gone out very well with a lot of the talents behind the scenes, because they're having to adhere to the policies in place and the guidelines that are in place in WWE, which say don't swear, really, on TV, because it's a PG company. But The Rock's like, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do that, because well, it doesn't matter what you think. That's pretty much what he's doing. So Meltzer now has just given a bit more detail, really, into this, and he said that one person that he spoke to said that Rocky can pretty much do whatever he likes because he's on the TKO board of directors. No one's going to say a word to him, which is should pretty much be the bottom line with this. He is the final boss. He'll do whatever the hell he wants. Said that he also has a whole team of representatives that handle issues while he stays out of the mess with the people he directly deals with, was the quote. So on top of that, our source did note to Dave that there was a feeling that the days of the double standards that were often found in the Vince McMahon era of creative control and just control of the company in general were finally finished. Everyone was like, yeah, those days are over, and then The Rock just comes back in and does what he wants. So it's, yeah, doesn't feel like they're quite over, actually. And there's also that memo that's been mentioned that was sent out a few weeks ago saying that there could be no swearing because it was a PG company. We don't want to swear on TV or even social media. Then The Rock just went and did both of those things, of course. And also, I shouldn't laugh, obviously, but the talent were informed that WWE was a publicly traded company, and TKO wanted the company to be fully PG-13 because of this. Like, they want this publicly traded company. They don't want to have people on screen just effing and jeffing and doing whatever the hell they want. And some people felt behind the scenes that with Rock being on the board of TKO, and TKO was saying that this is what they wanted, surely he should be following those rules and leading by example, which is a bit of a good point, to be honest. Some talents also feel that they could be getting more traction in promos and on social media if they were allowed to similarly take these handcuffs off and just do whatever the hell they want. Even top stars like Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, people like that, they do have to stick to these guidelines. I know Cody got a little bit of leeway on Raw. I think that might have something to do with USA being a bit less strict than Fox. I think I read something somewhere about Fox not liking the word ass, and then The Rock just said it loads. So it's, yeah, whatever. It's that kind of thing. But at present, it appears that there's one rule for Dwayne and one rule for everyone else. Apparently, there you go. That's where we're at.
that's how you end that. Yeah, that works. Yeah, it's that. I get it. Like, if one person gets to play by a certain set of rules and everybody else has to do something else, then obviously everybody else is going to be a little bit locked down by them, let's say. But, I mean, it makes sense on TV because it is, I mean, you've got the guidelines and PG-13 and things that you kind of have to stick to. I mean, I know The Rock still didn't entirely, but he's not exactly as fruitful on TV as he is in his social media promos, let's say, in terms of the colourful language that he uses. But the social media one is a more difficult one because that's, I mean, obviously The Rock is using it as a platform at the minute, and he is massive on social media and bringing a lot of eyes to WWE while he's doing it. But
he built that platform. That's not like a WWE thing. He's fully built that platform.
All his. And if, like, yeah, if they kind of censor everyone else on social media, it doesn't seem quite as fair as sort of rules on TV. But yeah, I mean, he's The Rock at the end of the day. He is the TKO boss. I get, like, he should be leading by example. And it shouldn't be one rule for one, a different rule for everybody else. But
just, I mean, let them all go crazy, Phil. Just let them all go crazy. That's what I want to see. Let them all go nuts. That'd be great.
It goes back down to the, like, everyone throughout the history of wrestling who has actually managed to get over has kind of pushed the boundaries in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's time to, under this new regime at least, that isn't quite as lockdown and as terrifying as it used to be in terms of you could be fired at any minute kind of thing. Like, maybe it is time to just start pushing the boat and start seeing what you can get away with rather than sort of complaining about it behind the scenes. Just try and use that to your advantage. And then if anyone calls you up on it, just say, well, he does it, why can't we? And it seems like more of a ask for
bleeding, swearing,
permission kind of thing.
Just bleed everywhere, swear, do all
not
of
saying
it.
Just start pushing your promos a little bit more. Working outside the box. What can I say? But finally, over to the final story tonight. Update on WrestleMania 40 and potential legends that are going to be at WrestleMania 40, speaking of people who have gotten over it throughout the years. So, this is coming from Dave Meltzer, who says that Stone Cold, The Undertaker, and John Cena are potentially set for a WrestleMania 40 appearance. Now, he says that there's nothing kind of official yet, but the belief is that they will have something in place. And no creative has been locked in, and if it has, then it's kind of just being kept a secret. But the belief backstage is that all three of them, Stone Cold, The Undertaker, and John Cena, will have something to do at WrestleMania. What they do will depend on different situations. I mean, Cena's got his acting stuff, so it'll depend on what he can get away with insurance-wise, I guess. So it might just be an appearance, so it doesn't kind of scupper his future plans for movies and things like that. And obviously, Stone Cold and The Undertaker are slightly different. Because, they don't have the acting work and things, and it's more of a sort of WWE Legends kind of deal thing going on. But yeah, it looks like we are going to be at least getting three pretty big legend names at WrestleMania 40, and it is WrestleMania 40 after all, the big XL. They should be going all out and, putting some fun in the middle of this with just some Legends things. It's WrestleMania, you've always got to have a few of these, haven't you?
Yeah, triple threat. Do it. Why not? Not much. Triple threat ladder match.
Why not?
Why not? Just chuck them in. I would pay some serious money to see that. But any appearance, I think I saw somebody pitch on X, Twitter, whatever it is. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly what the handle was. But somebody pitched something like, oh, Austin and Cena come in as run-ins for the Bloodline stuff. And I was like, that's the kind of chaos I want.
Will's been pitching for Austin to come in during the Bloodline stuff. Obviously.
Why not? It'd be great. And then just have The Undertaker stay backstage. We'll have The Undertaker doing something. Like, the entrance is fun. I don't know. Or on his bike. Whatever. Just be as big and silly. XL. It's there. It's on the name. Big and silly. That's what I want in my WrestleMania 40. So the more the merrier. The more they bring them all in. I love it.
Absolutely. But speaking of big and silly, you can get your tickets for our live show at WrestleMania weekend on WrestleMania Sunday. It starts at midday. It'll be finished way before WrestleMania, so you'll have time to get on over there. So come and pregame with us, chatting about wrestling and doing our kind of big and silly nonsense. Tickets are available at whatculture.com/tickets. There are less than 50 left now, so get in there while you can. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we will see you there. And you click the video. That's what else you do to end videos.
Yes.
Click the video to go watch some things. And follow us on Twitter. Do that too, at @FillMyChambers.
Yes.
And
@GMorgan4004, but I've been doing this for 4 years, 04.
Yep, @GMorgan4004. And most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.